There's a moment when your garden becomes more than a patch of soil. It becomes a kitchen, a place where effort turns into nourishment. But knowing when and how to harvest is just as important as knowing how to grow. In this episode, we'll walk you through the signs of ripeness, the best tools and timing for harvest, and how to store your crops so nothing goes to waste. Then we'll take it a step further, into the kitchen. You'll get simple, real Caribbean recipes using the fresh callaloo, tomatoes, peppers, and herbs from your own backyard. From a bubbling pot of pepper pot to thyme-infused sautés, this is how we turn soil into supper. So if you think you've heard it all, you haven't. Hit follow on your favorite platform and leave us a comment, because the next story might just change the way you see everything. Don't miss a single twisted turn. Chapter 1. Understanding ripeness, knowing when to harvest. Harvesting too early means underdeveloped flavor. Waiting too long, you risk spoilage, bitterness, or tough textures. Knowing when to harvest is just as critical as knowing how to plant. This chapter teaches you how to recognize the right moment for peak flavor, nutrition, and texture, Caribbean style. 1. Harvest timing is about more than the calendar. Forget guessing based on weeks or general timelines. Instead, learn to look, touch, smell, taste. When safe, let your senses guide you, not just the seed packet. 2. Leafy greens, callaloo, pak choy, lettuce. These are best picked young and tender. Callaloo, harvest when stalks are 6 to 10 inches tall. Cut with scissors just above the base. Leave roots to regrow. Pak choy, harvest outer leaves once they're broad and dark green. For whole heads, wait until it forms a tight, compact shape. Lettuce, pick in the early morning when leaves are crisp. If left too long, it turns bitter. Tip, always harvest leafy greens before they start flowering. Once they bolt, the taste changes and they become too tough. 3. Fruit vegetables, tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers. These need patience, but not too much. Tomatoes, harvest when fully colored. Deep red, yellow, or orange, depending on variety. Should come off the vine with a gentle twist. Peppers can be harvested green or left to mature into red or yellow. The more, large pot with water. Simmer for 45-60 minutes with a few bay leaves, thyme, and salt. Strain and cool. Store in jars or freeze in ice cubes for later use. Use this broth in soups, stews, or rice dishes. 2. Regrow from kitchen scraps. Some vegetables can regrow in water or soil. Try this with scallions. Place white root ends in a glass of water. New green shoots appear in days. Lettuce. Submerge the base in a shallow dish of water. Leaves will sprout again. Sweet potatoes. Let one sprout, then plant slips in soil. Mint or basil. Place cuttings in water until roots form. Then pot in soil. These methods give you more food without replanting seeds. 3. Compost the rest. If something can't be reused in the kitchen, it still has a role, feeding your soil. Compost-friendly waste, fruit and vegetable peels, coffee grounds, crushed eggshells, wilted leaves, paper towels, plain, unprinted. Avoid cooked food, meat or fish and scraps, oily or salty leftovers. Start a simple compost pile in a bin, bucket, or corner of the yard. Turn it weekly and keep it moist. Over time, this becomes black gold, nutrient-rich soil for your next planting cycle. 4. Turn overripe produce into preserves fruit that's too soft or blemished. Make something new. Jam from ripe fruit. Mash mango, guava, or banana with a little sugar and lemon juice. Simmer until thick, then cool, and store in jars. Hot sauce from soft peppers. Blend with garlic, vinegar, and a pinch of salt. Bottle and refrigerate. Pickled cucumbers or carrots. Slice and soak in vinegar, sugar, and spice mix for 24 hours. These tricks keep your harvest useful long after it's picked. 5. Use herb stems for flavor. Don't toss those leftover herb stems. They're full of oils and can flavor dishes beautifully. How to use them? Tie into a bundle and drop into soups or rice while cooking. Remove before serving. Dry and crush to mix with sea salt or oil for homemade seasoning blends. add to boiling water for herbal tea or steam. 6. Make a scrap soup once a week. At the end of the week, gather leftover greens, root trimmings, one or two ripe tomatoes, any saved broth, sauté with onions and herbs, add broth or water, and simmer everything down. Blend or leave chunky. This soup reduces waste and often tastes better than planned meals. 7. Feed the chickens or animals. If you're raising animals or plan to in the future, your scraps can become part of their diet. Safe for chickens, vegetable peels, no onions, rice or cooked plant matter bread, in moderation, greens and herbs. This turns waste into protein, eggs, or composted manure. 8. Use citrus peels and herb ends in the home. Repurpose your scraps for natural cleaners and scents. Citrus vinegar cleaner. Soak orange or lime peels in white vinegar for 2 to 3 weeks. Strain and use as a cleaning spray. Herb simmer pot. Boil rosemary stems, mint, or cinnamon bark in water for a natural air freshener. Waste becomes wellness. Key takeaway. Every part of your harvest has value. Whether it goes in the pot, in the compost, or back into the soil, nothing grown with care should go to waste. This mindset saves money, deepens sustainability, and keeps your homestead running with respect for the cycle of growth. Chapter 7. Pantry and Freezer, Storing Your Harvest for the Long Haul. A productive garden doesn't just feed you for a day. It can feed you for months if you know how to store and preserve the extras. This chapter shows you how to transform your backyard harvest into long-lasting, ready-to-use ingredients through freezing, drying, and fermenting. With a little effort now, you'll have herbs for tea in December, pepper sauce in February, and stew starters on hand whenever you need them. 1. Freezing, locking in, freshness. Freezing is one of the easiest and most accessible ways to preserve produce. Best items to freeze: Callaloo and pak choy tomatoes, whole or chopped, hot and sweet peppers, chopped herbs like basil, thyme, mint, blanched root vegetables, carrots, pumpkin, sweet potato. How to do it? Wash and dry produce thoroughly. Blanch tougher vegetables. Boil briefly, then cool in ice water. Chop into usable sizes. Pack into labeled airtight bags or containers. Lay flat in freezer for easy stacking. Tips: use ice cube trays to freeze chopped herbs in olive oil or coconut oil. Flash freeze soft fruits or chopped veggies on a tray before bagging to prevent clumping. 2. Drying: herbs, roots, and seasonings. Drying saves space and boosts shelf life, perfect for small kitchens or those without refrigeration. Good for drying: thyme, basil, rosemary, oregano, mint, onion, and garlic for powder or flakes. Peppers for chili flakes or seasoning blends. Air drying method: bundle herbs and hang upside down in a dry, shaded space with airflow. For peppers or garlic, use a screen or rack. When crispy and dry, crumble or grind. Store in glass jars or sealed paper bags in a cool, dark place. Optional: use a dehydrator or low-heat oven to speed up the process. 3. Fermenting, flavor, health, and preservation. Fermenting is a traditional Caribbean method to preserve food without refrigeration and add complex flavor and probiotics. Great fermentation starters: hot pepper sauce, callaloo, stems with garlic and vinegar, grated cabbage with salt, Caribbean-style sauerkraut. Basic process: chop or mash your produce, add sea salt, roughly 1 tbsp per 2 cups of chopped veg, pack tightly into a glass jar, press down to release liquid, add a weight, like a clean rock or small jar, to keep produce submerged, cover with cloth and rubber band, let sit at room temp for 3-10 days, then refrigerate. Tip: taste every few days and refrigerate once it reaches the flavor you like. 4. Homemade seasoning blends. Mix your dried herbs and spices into custom blends for cooking. Basic blend: dried thyme, garlic powder, onion flakes, crushed chili salt and black pepper, dried scallion or basil, optional. Store in airtight jars and label clearly. Perfect for quick meals or gifts. 5. Canning and bottling, optional advanced step. If you're experienced or want to level up, bottle homemade pepper sauce with vinegar and sterilized glass, canned fruit jams, tomato sauce, or stews in glass jars using a hot water bath method, always research safety guidelines, especially for low-acid foods. 6. Build a mini pantry system. Even with limited space, you can create a mini homestead pantry. One shelf for dried herbs and seasonings, one crate or bin for root vegetables in a cool corner, a freezer drawer dedicated to garden produce, a small cabinet with jars of sauces, chutneys, or preserved citrus. Label everything clearly. Rotate older items to the front. Keep a notebook of what's stored and when to use it. 7. Use what you store. Don't let your preserves become decorations. Set a goal to cook at least one meal per week using your stored produce. Frozen callaloo for soup, dried basil for pizza night, hot sauce on boiled dumplings, herb tea to calm an evening. This ensures your food doesn't go to waste and keeps your meals deeply connected to your land. Key takeaway: preserving your harvest is an act of gratitude for the land, your labor, and the season's bounty. Whether you're freezing herbs or fermenting pepper sauce, you're creating resilience. You're building food security with your own two hands. Chapter 8. Eat what you grow. Simple seasonal meal planning. Homesteading is more than just gardening. It's about creating a lifestyle that starts with the soil and ends at the table. And the easiest way to stay rooted in that rhythm is to plan your meals based on what's growing, not what's available at the store. In this chapter, you'll learn how to design weekly meals that follow the seasons, reduce waste, save money, and make the most of your fresh or preserved produce, all without overthinking it. 1. Start with what's in season. Don't build your grocery list first. Start with a walk through your garden, your containers, or your stored produce. Ask yourself, what's ready to pick this week? What's about to be overripe? What's already preserved that I should rotate into meals? Write down 3-5 ingredients that are in abundance. This becomes the base of your weekly menu. 2. Group meals by ingredients, not recipes. Instead of starting with, what should I cook tonight? Ask, what can I make with what I have? Let's say your garden is giving you callaloo, sweet peppers, basil, carrots, one ripe tomato. Here's how you build meals around that. Callaloo stew with rice pepper and carrot stir fry with dumplings, basil tomato salad or sandwich topping. Add chopped greens to an omelet or soup. Freeze extras for later in the week. No need for a fancy cookbook. Use what's ready now. 3. Design a weekly rhythm. Having a flexible meal structure saves time and stress. Here's a sample week. Monday, one pot meal, callaloo coconut stew. Tuesday, stir fry with garden veggies. Wednesday, soup using scraps and leftovers. Thursday, salad or roasted vegetables. Friday, rice dish with pepper sauce and fried herbs. Saturday, cook up or pepper pot. Sunday, clean out the fridge feast or preserved food night. This gives you variety without reinventing the wheel every day. 4. Think in layers, not dishes. Each part of your harvest can serve multiple meals when you plan ahead. Example, one bunch of callaloo, sautéed for breakfast, chopped into a stew, leftover for soup, frozen remainder for next week, tomatoes, Friday, sliced fresh, blended into sauce, simmered in soup, skins added to compost. Planning this way lets you stretch your food and your effort. 5. Keep a kitchen garden journal track what you cook each week. Note what worked, what didn't, and what's running low. Jot down what crops you used, what meals you made, what you'd like to plant more of next season, any favorites to repeat. This turns your kitchen into a tool for better gardening next season. 6. Use the cook once, eat twice rule. Time is precious. If you're already cooking callaloo today, double it. Eat half fresh freeze, half for next week, or transform leftovers into a wrap, soup, or rice dish the next day. This habit turns one harvest into multiple meals without burnout. 7. Rotate in your preserved goods. Make space in your plan each week for dried herbs, frozen greens, pickled peppers, bottled seasoning, homemade pepper sauce. Using your preserved goods not only keeps them fresh, it reminds you of your garden, even when it's not in season. 8. Involve your family or neighbors. Meal planning can become a shared ritual. Ask your partner or kids to choose dishes, trade produce with a neighbor, and cook what they give you. Host a small cook-up meal where everyone brings one thing they grew. This builds community and makes the food more meaningful. Key takeaway: the heart of homesteading is not just growing food. It's learning to live with the rhythm of nature. When you plan your meals around your garden, you eat fresher, waste less, and stay connected to the land. Chapter 9: The Table as Temple. Eating with gratitude, living with intention. The soil gave you seeds. You gave it care. It returned food, medicine, and peace. Now, as you place that food on the table, your table, you've closed the loop between land and life. This final chapter isn't about technique. It's about transformation. How harvesting and cooking what you grow begins to shift the way you think, eat, and live. This is Soin. The food tastes different because it is different. When you harvest with your own hands, the kalalu tastes earthier. The sweet potato is sweeter. The herbs hit your tongue with a kind of electricity. Why? Because you know where it came from. Because you worked for it. Because it's alive in a way that store-bought food just isn't. You don't just eat, you remember. 2. The act of cooking becomes sacred. Even a simple pot of greens becomes a ceremony when the ingredients are yours. It's not about perfection or performance. It's about presence. Washing leaves becomes meditation. Stirring becomes intention. Eating becomes prayer. The kitchen, in this way, becomes more than functional. It becomes sacred space. 3. You start to waste less without thinking about it. When you know how long it takes to grow time, when you've waited 6 weeks for a pepper to ripen, when you've watered pak choi every day, you don't throw it away lightly. You use the stems. You turn peels into broth. You save seeds for next time. This isn't just sustainable. It's respectful. It's ancestral. 4. Meals become memory. The first time your family eats from your garden will stay with you. So will the first burnt stew, the storm that knocked over your okra, the child who picked your basil without asking. Every meal becomes a memory. Every bite contains a story. 5. Your garden starts to speak in seasons. You stop thinking in recipes. You start thinking in rhythms. Rainy season means greens. Dry season brings herbs and roots. Cooler nights call for pepper pot. Hot days ask for mint tea. Your cooking becomes part of the land's language. 6. The table becomes a gathering place. Your food, grown, harvested, and cooked with love, has a way of drawing people together. Neighbors stop by. Elders share recipes. Children learn without being taught. The table becomes more than a place to eat. It becomes a place to belong. 7. You become a steward, not just a consumer. Homesteading turns you from someone who buys food into someone who protects it. You notice soil health. You care about water. You save seeds. You understand that every plate is a relationship with the earth, with the past, with yourself. Key takeaway: from plot to pot isn't just a journey of food. It's a return. A return to gratitude, to simplicity, to knowing what you're eating and why it matters. Whether you're growing in a backyard, a balcony bucket, or one raised bed, you are reclaiming something that was almost lost. And that truly is the heart of homesteading. Color: the sweeter or hotter the flavor. Cucumbers: pick when firm, medium-sized, and deep green. Overripe cucumbers become yellow and seedy. Tip: don't pull. Always twist or cut. Pulling can damage the plant. 4. Root crops: carrots, beets, sweet potato. With root crops, you'll need to peek underground. carrots. Look for a thick root shoulder at the base of the stem. Pull one test carrot to check for size. Beets. Ready when the top of the beet is pushing slightly above soil and is around 2 to 3 inches wide. Sweet potatoes. Harvest when the leaves start to yellow and die back, usually 4 to 5 months after planting. Tip. Loosen the soil before pulling to avoid breaking the roots. 5. Herbs. Thyme, basil, rosemary, mint. Herbs are best harvested just before flowering, when oils are at their peak. Thyme. Snip stems with scissors. Avoid cutting too close to the base. Basil. Pinch off just above a pair of leaves. This encourages bushier growth. Rosemary and mint. Cut the top 3 to 4 inches of tender new growth. Tip. Harvest herbs in the morning, once the dew dries, but before the sun gets too hot. And 6. Harvest in the morning. When possible. Why? Because leaves are crisp and full of moisture. Fruits are less heat-stressed. Flavors are more vibrant. Early harvest means better storage and better cooking results later. 7. Always use clean, sharp tools. Use scissors for greens and herbs. A sharp knife or pruners for larger fruit vegetables. A trowel for root crops. Dirty tools can spread disease. Wipe with alcohol or vinegar between plants if needed. 8. Don't harvest everything at once. Stagger your harvest to avoid waste. Encourage regrowth, especially in leafy crops. Ensure constant supply for the kitchen. Leave some plants to continue maturing for future meals. 9. Know what too late looks like tomatoes, soft or splitting. Callaloo, tough woody stalks. Pak choy, yellowing or bolting leaves. Carrots, fibrous and bitter herbs, flowering and losing aroma. If this happens, compost what you can and adjust your harvest schedule next time. Key takeaway. Ripeness isn't just about appearance. It's about knowing your plants, using your senses, and trusting the rhythm of nature. The better you understand when to harvest, the richer your meals will be. Chapter 2. Harvesting tools and techniques for every garden. Once you've identified that your crops are ready, how you harvest them matters just as much as when. Using the right tools and techniques helps you avoid damaging plants, wasting food, or accidentally stunting future growth. In this chapter, we'll walk through essential harvesting tools, low-cost Caribbean-friendly alternatives, and techniques that preserve both your plant and your future yield. 1. Essential harvesting tools. You don't need a big budget, just smart tools that fit your garden size and crop types. Basic must-haves, pruning shears or garden scissors, ideal for herbs, greens, and fruits like tomatoes or peppers. Sharp knife or harvest blade, for root vegetables and thick-stem plants. Trowel or hand fork helps gently lift root crops like carrots or beets without breaking them. Harvest basket or bucket to collect your produce without crushing it. Clean cloth or towel to wipe off soil or moisture before storing. Optional but helpful. Gloves protect hands from thorns or prickly stems. Garden apron with pockets keeps tools handy during harvesting. 2. Makeshift Caribbean alternatives. If you're working with a tight budget, here are simple alternatives using what's around you. Use kitchen scissors instead of shears. Just keep them sharp and clean. A butter knife works well for soft-stemmed crops. Cut an old water bottle in half to make a scooping trowel for root crops. Use a woven market bag or recycled basket to collect your harvest. What matters most is technique, not fancy tools. 3. Technique. Cut, don't pull. Whenever possible, avoid pulling crops out by hand. This can damage both the plant and surrounding soil. Leafy greens and herbs. Use scissors to snip just above the base or above a leaf node. Tomatoes and peppers. Twist gently or cut the stem close to the fruit. Root vegetables. Loosen soil around the base, then lift slowly with a hand tool. Pulling too hard can uproot neighboring plants or cause breakage. 4. Harvest in dry conditions. Harvest when plants are dry, ideally in the morning after the dew has dried. Wet leaves and fruits are more prone to bruising mold, shorter shelf life. Dry harvesting means cleaner produce and less rotting. Storage. 5. Handle gently. Your hands are just as important as your tools. Don't overfill your basket. Stack loosely. Avoid squeezing fruits or tugging herbs too roughly. Place fragile items like ripe tomatoes or pak choy on top of sturdier crops. Harvesting is as much about care as it is about collection. 6. Label and separate. Especially if you're harvesting for future meals or sharing, label herbs that look similar, like mint versus oregano. Separate hot peppers from sweet peppers. Group by ripeness if storing for later. This helps prevent cross-flavoring, spoilage, or confusion in the kitchen. 7. Always leave room for regrowth. Don't take the whole plant if you don't have to. Cut outer leaves, leaving inner leaves to continue growing. With herbs, cut only 1/3 of the plant at a time. For crops like callaloo or kale, leave enough stem and roots for regrowth. This extends your harvest season and keeps your plants productive. Excerpt 8. Clean your tools between plants. To avoid spreading pests or disease, wipe scissors or knives with a cloth dipped in vinegar or rubbing alcohol. Rinse tools before moving from one bed or crop type to another. Disinfect tools weekly if harvesting regularly. Healthy tools. Size, healthy plants. 9. Keep it simple and mindful. Harvesting is a moment to connect with your plants and appreciate the journey from seed to table. Take your time. Smell the herbs. Feel the weight of a ripe tomato in your hand. Notice the colors, textures, and life around you. This is the reward of homesteading. Key takeaway: harvesting is not just an action, it's a craft. With a few basic tools and thoughtful techniques, you'll protect your plants, extend your yields, and bring the best of your garden to your kitchen. Chapter 3. Cleaning, storing, and preserving your harvest. You've harvested your crops, but what you do in the next few hours will determine how long they last, how fresh they taste, and how safe they are to eat. Post-harvest care is about preserving flavor, nutrition, and shelf life with simple, effective techniques. This chapter walks you through cleaning, drying, and storing Caribbean crops, plus a few preservation methods that extend your harvest beyond the season. 1. Clean. Gently, not harshly. Use water wisely when cleaning produce. Too much moisture can lead to rot, especially if storing for later. Leafy greens, callaloo, lettuce, pak choy, rinse under cool running water. Shake gently to remove excess water. Lay flat on a clean towel to dry. Store slightly damp in a container or zip bag with holes for airflow root vegetables, carrots, beets, sweet potatoes. Brush off soil first, dry. Rinse only when ready to eat or cook. If storing, keep dry and unwashed to prevent mold. Tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers. Wipe with a dry or damp cloth. Only rinse just before use. Herbs. Dip briefly in cool water. Shake off and pat dry with a towel. Air dry on a clean rack or bundle upside down for long-term use. 2. Dry before you store. Any lingering moisture leads to mold or wilting. Drying tips: spread vegetables and herbs on clean towels for at least 30-60 minutes. Use a fan in humid environments. Never store wet produce in sealed containers. Good airflow is key to freshness. 3. Store smart. Use the right container fridge storage, short term. Use breathable produce bags or containers with vent holes. Keep herbs in a jar with water, like flowers, covered loosely with a plastic bag. Label each container with the date of harvest room temperature. Short term, tomatoes, sweet potatoes, and fresh herbs like thyme do best outside the fridge store in a shaded, cool corner with airflow. Cool, dark storage, longer term. Root vegetables, keep in baskets or paper bags. Herbs, store dried in jars or paper envelopes. Onions and garlic, hang in mesh bags or braid the tops. 4. Preservation methods for longer life. Sometimes your harvest is too much to eat right away. Here's how to save it. Freezing, best for callaloo, pak choy, peppers, and herbs. Blanch leafy greens briefly in hot water, then cool and freeze in bags. chop herbs, freeze in ice cube trays with oil or water. Drying, air-dry herbs like thyme, basil, and rosemary for months of use. Slice tomatoes or peppers and dry in sun or low-heat oven. Pickling. Use vinegar, salt, and spices to pickle cucumbers, peppers, or shredded carrots. Store in sterilized glass jars in a cool place. Fermenting. Make Caribbean-style pepper sauce with hot peppers, garlic, and vinegar. Or try lacto-fermented Callaloo stems and shredded cabbage. 5. Use first, store. Second, use the softest, ripest, or most fragile items first. Example, eat leafy greens within 2 to 3 days. Use bruised tomatoes in sauce. Dry herbs that won't be used in the next week. Preserve what you can't use in time. 6. Keep an eye on spoilage. Check your stored produce every 2-3 days. Remove anything starting to rot. Wipe moisture off bags or lids. Re-dry if condensation builds up. One rotten item can spoil the bunch. Stay alert. 7. Share or trade your extras. If you're overwhelmed, share with neighbors or trade for other goods. Trade greens for fruit. Swap herbs for root vegetables. Offer homemade pickles or pepper sauce in return for fish or eggs. This keeps nothing wasted and strengthens community bonds. Key takeaway: a healthy harvest isn't finished when you pick it. It's preserved through care, attention, and simple systems. The better you clean and store your food, the more you'll get from your garden, and the less you'll need from the store. Chapter 4. From Basket to Kitchen: Prepping Garden Fresh Ingredients. Now that you've cleaned and stored your harvest, it's time to bring those fresh, vibrant ingredients into the kitchen. This chapter walks you through how to prep vegetables, herbs, and roots for cooking, Caribbean style. You don't need a professional kitchen, just a few sharp tools, clean habits, and a rhythm that connects you back to the soil. 1. Set up a clean prep area. Before you chop or cook anything, wipe down all surfaces. Sharpen your knife or machete. Wash your hands. Lay out a cutting board, clean bowl, strainer, and kitchen towel. Keep a compost bowl nearby for scraps you can return to your garden later. 2. How to handle leafy greens. Callaloo, pak choy, lettuce. Callaloo. Strip leaves from thick stems. Chop leaves roughly into wide ribbons. Save the younger, tender stems. They cook down nicely in stews. Rinse again just before cooking to remove any grit. Pak choy. Separate stalks and rinse individually. Slice white stems diagonally for stir-frying chopped greens separately for soups or sautés. Lettuce if using raw. Tear by hand to preserve leaf texture. Avoid chopping with a knife, which causes browning. 3. How to prep fruit vegetables. Tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers. Tomatoes. Slice thin for sandwiches, chunk for stews, or puree for sauces. If skins are tough, blanch in hot water and peel. Sweet peppers. Cut around the stem, remove seeds and white ribs. Slice into thin strips or dice for rice dishes and sautés. Hot peppers. Use gloves if sensitive, mince finely, and add sparingly. Caribbean varieties are strong. Save seeds to dry for replanting cucumbers. Peel if thick-skinned. Slice thin for pickles or into chunks for fresh salad. 4. How to work with roots. Carrots, beets, sweet potatoes. Carrots. Scrub under cool water. Peel if needed. Great for salads or slice for cooking. Beets. Wear gloves if avoiding stains. Boil whole until soft, then rub skins off slice or cube for roasting or salad. Sweet potatoes. Peel and cut into cubes or wedges. Boil, roast, or mash. Add coconut milk, cinnamon, or thyme for rich flavor. 5. Handling fresh herbs. Thyme, basil, rosemary, mint. Strip thyme leaves by pinching stem and pulling downward chopped basil just before use. Bruises easily crush rosemary needles with a knife to release oils. Use mint in teas or to cool spicy dishes. Tip: add tender herbs like basil or mint at the end of cooking. Hardy herbs like thyme can go in early. 6. Prepare a flavor base, seasoning mix. In many Caribbean homes, cooking starts with a simple flavor mix. 2-3 scallions, 1 small onion, 2 cloves garlic, 1 sprig thyme, hot pepper, optional, 1 sweet pepper salt, and black pepper. To taste, blend or mash into a paste using a mortar and pestle. This forms the base of most stews, sautés, and rice dishes. 7. Waste nothing. Scraps to compost or stock stems, peels, and roots. Collect them for your compost pile onion skins, herb stems, and tomato ends. Boil for a homemade vegetable stock. The garden never truly leaves the kitchen. It just changes form. 8. Keep it simple and satisfying. You don't need complicated techniques. Let the ingredients shine. Freshness is your seasoning. Simplicity is your sauce. Love is your secret ingredient. This is what turns a homegrown meal into a celebration of place, effort, and care. Key takeaway. Your harvest deserves the same attention in the kitchen that it got in the garden. With the right prep techniques, you protect flavor, unlock nutrients, and get ready to cook meals that truly nourish body and soul. Chapter 5. Simple recipes to honor your harvest. Now that your crops are cleaned and prepped, it's time to bring the flavors together. In this chapter, we explore a few easy, classic Caribbean dishes that let your garden ingredients shine. Each recipe is forgiving, flexible, and full of flavor. Perfect for beginners and deeply rooted in the culture of using what's fresh and seasonal. 1. Callaloo Coconut Stew, a Caribbean staple. Rich, savory, and surprisingly easy to make. You'll need 4 cups chopped callaloo, fresh from your garden, 1 small onion, diced 2 scallions, chopped 1 sprig thyme, 1 small hot pepper, whole for flavor only. 1 2-cup coconut milk salt and black pepper to taste. 1 TBSP coconut oil or cooking oil. Steps. In a pot, heat oil over medium heat. Sauté onion, scallion, and thyme until fragrant. Add callaloo, salt, and black pepper. Stir well. Add coconut milk and hot pepper. Keep whole for mild flavor. Cover and simmer for 10-15 minutes, or until tender. Remove hot pepper. Serve warm with boiled green bananas, dumplings, or rice. Optional. Add chopped okra or pumpkin for more texture. 2. Thyme-infused garden. Sauté. Use any fresh vegetables you've grown. This dish is fast, flavorful, and great for lunch or dinner. You'll need 1 cup pak choy or spinach, chopped 1 2 sweet pepper, sliced 1 small tomato, diced 1 clove garlic, minced 1 TSP fresh thyme leaves, salt and pepper to taste, 1 TBSP cooking oil. Steps. Heat oil in a pan. Add garlic and thyme. Cook for 30 seconds. Add tomato and pepper. Sauté for 2 minutes. Add greens, salt, and pepper. Stir until wilted. About 2 to 3 minutes. Serve hot over rice or with roasted sweet potato. Tip. This dish is best enjoyed fresh. Use what's in season. 3. Backyard pepper pot. Vegetarian style. Traditionally made with meat, but just as flavorful with your garden produce. You'll need 1 cup sweet potato, cubed 1 or 2 cup pumpkin, cubed 1 small carrot, sliced 1 small onion, chopped 1 sprig thyme, 1 clove garlic, 1 hot pepper, whole, 1 TBSP brown sugar, 1 TBSP oil, salt to taste, water or vegetable stock, 2 to 3 cups. Steps. In a pot, heat oil. Add sugar and let it caramelize slightly. Add onion, garlic, thyme, and vegetables. Stir well. Add hot pepper and enough liquid to cover the veggies. Simmer for 20-30 minutes until vegetables are soft. Remove hot pepper. Adjust seasoning. Serve hot. Optional. Add chopped greens or coconut milk for richness. 4. Quick herb tea. For mornings or evenings. Soothing, garden fresh, and caffeine free. You'll need a handful of fresh mint, lemon balm, or basil, 1 small piece of ginger, optional, honey or brown sugar to taste, 2 cups boiling water. Steps. Wash herbs and lightly crush them. Add to a teapot or mug. Pour boiling water over the herbs. Cover and steep for 5-10 minutes. Strain and sweeten to taste. Enjoy. Warm. 5. Herb butter or oil infusion. For flavoring meals. A great way to store and use your herbs. Herb. Butter. 1 stick unsalted butter, softened. 1 TBSP chopped thyme, basil, or rosemary. One small clove garlic, mashed pinch of salt. Mix everything and refrigerate in a small container or shape into a log and freeze. Use on steamed veggies, roasted breadfruit, or hot dumplings. Herb oil. 1 2-cup olive or coconut oil. 1 TBSP mixed herbs. Thyme, basil, oregano. Gently heat oil with herbs for 5-10 minutes. Let cool, strain, and bottle. Use in cooking or for drizzling over dishes. Key takeaway. Simple ingredients, when grown with care, need very little to taste incredible. These meals are more than food. They're proof of what your hands can create from the soil up. They reconnect you to flavor, to place, and to a slower rhythm of living. Chapter 6. No waste, using every bit of what you grow. In a true homestead kitchen, nothing is wasted. Every stem, peel, and leftover has value, whether it goes back into the garden, the pot, or the pantry. This chapter will guide you through creative and practical ways to use, reuse, and preserve every part of your harvest, so your effort doesn't end up in the bin. 1. Save your vegetable scraps for stock. One of the easiest ways to reuse kitchen trimmings is to make homemade vegetable broth. Good scraps to use: onion skins and ends, carrot tops and peels, celery leaves, garlic peels, herb stems, tomato cores, sweet pepper trimmings. How to make stock: collect clean scraps in a bag or container and freeze them. When full, add to a